Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. It's a monumental year for the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival in full swing here in Duluth, showcasing 200 bands, 40 venues, and boy, I have their photographers out, videographers, and more. Local photographer and videographer Manny Villanueva has been shooting for the last few years and is including this final year in his 20th anniversary Homegrown documentary. I spoke with him for Radio Gallery.
My name is Manny Villanueva, and I am a filmmaker. I like to do anything from wedding videos all the way to narrative films, so really anything and everything I can get my hands on. So I've worked locally at KBGR, KDLH, as well as WDIO, and that taught me actually a lot of skills as far as what is kind of needed for a filmmaker these days. You got to be a jack of all trades. You got to be able to roll up to a situation and be able to find out some important things, just roll on some good B-roll and find out who's in charge and talk to them and get a good interview out of it.
Rumor has it, in this 20th year, you've turned the camera again on the festival. Talk about how do you prepare?
Well, getting some more key moments as far as what Homegrown is, you know, and we know that this year it's the 20th anniversary of the Homegrown Music Festival. So I'm kind of wanting to showcase at least this year, as far as what I'm rolling on, is kind of those important moments. I want to try and get a little more intimate with, you know, maybe people who are attending, and I want to kind of get more involved showing kind of Scott Lunch celebrating his 50th birthday, as well as being, you know, the 20th anniversary, and just how kind of the scale of what Homegrown has become from where it started.
How long have you been going to Homegrown? Tell me a little bit about your history with Homegrown.
Sure. So I really didn't even start attending Homegrown for quite some time, even living here. Even in the thick of me working at KBGR, KDLH, this was back in 2009. Not really, you know, into the whole music scene even. But I did have a girlfriend who was very into it. And she was very good friends with people like Jason Musso and you know, Dan Dresser, and I met all these guys and then just started realizing, like, oh, this area is kind of a, you know, a music hub. It's got something special for music and very talented people locally, and decided, you know, I really need to take my filmmaking to the next level. I need a project, something that would be good to do. What's something good for, you know, that's easy locally? You know, sat down with a couple of friends and they said, why don't we just go make a documentary about Homegrown? And I'm like, oh, I mean, I have the news training to do it, so I can roll on all this pretty easy, and you know, I think I have the will to tackle such an edit, because that would be a very large one. And it was very interesting as I was kind of going through the, you know, the beginning levels of it. People are like, "Oh, it's cool seeing that you're out, you know, recording, doing this thing for Homegrown." I met a couple of people who have even said, "Hey," Dan Dresser included. He said, "Hey, I have a bunch of archive footage, and I know a lot of people have kind of started this documentary and never finished it. It's going to give me more archive stuff and older footage and that kind of thing." And the more and more I was kind of getting into filming it, I was just, shoot, you know, this project is a lot bigger than I had anticipated. I totally was just, you know, blasé about it at first. I'm just like, oh, I'll just go out and shoot something. It'll be pretty easy. And just the scale of what Homegrown even is now, 20 years later, is very large. And it's not even just the amount of bands that are out there. It's kind of what it means to these people locally. You know, that it's just, there's just this feeling that's in the air. Everybody's all, you know, amped up, because it's kind of the kickoff of summer. I feel like, you know, spring's in full effect, and we see all these great local bands. And yeah, it's just a really neat thing. And that's one thing I'm wanting to try and capture, is just that feeling that you get when you go and you see a Homegrown show, whether you're a music fan or not.
Well, have a wonderful Homegrown. Anything else you want to add?
A little request, if anybody has photos from previous Homegrowns, anything like that, I'm wanting as many photos as I can get.
The 20th anniversary Duluth Homegrown Music Festival is happening now through Sunday, May 6th. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Brianna Kaiser and Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.